I'm underground. Finally made it to some dark corner of London. Not sure exactly where I am. Maybe somebody standing around me right now will give me the name of this bar.
I think we're in Pearl Bar, says Keith Lemon.
That's Keith Lemon. What's your real name? Give us your Twitter name.
Lee Francis.
What's your Twitter name?
At Carphone Company.
At Carphone Company. Easy to remember.
Stuart Baggs is over there.
Hey, you're right. Yeah, it's me, the brand. At Stuart Baggs on Twitter, yeah.
At Stuart Baggs.
At StuartBaggs.
Gotcha. So I was just, we were just photographing and drinking cocktails and saying hello at the King of Shaves party. Something's being launched tonight. Has he said anything or done anything yet? Because I've only just rocked up.
Well, I've been drinking cocktails through my eyeball, but shy of that, and wait to see someone shave themselves.
I did see Will Winter earlier with about a 6-foot-long box that looks ominously strange. So maybe something's being unveiled later.
It looks ominously strange, as in normally strange.
Well, it looks like a coffin, but made out of cardboard.
It looks like a coffin made out of cardboard.
6-foot-long box. One could only assume she's had children with a 6-foot-long box.
That's crazy. Probably more than one. Let me see if Will has a moment. Any second now, I'm going to stick a microphone under his nose.
The legendary documentary.
Easy now.
Our man inside. Or rather, his man inside.
I'm inside now. Inside. What's the name of the bar? Pearl Bar?
Yeah, the Pearl Bar, P-U-R-L. It's like a prohibition speakeasy, crazy cocktails. Heston Blumenthal would be at home here, I think.
Is this place got history then?
No, I don't think so.
So, well, it will do after tonight. So, Will King, the man behind King of Shaves. You've invited us all here tonight for some reason. It's going to be more than free drinks and handing out what I really did think was $100 bills. Slightly disappointed when I realised you photocopied them.
Oh, only one side works. No, we've just got a really nice and formal gathering of people that I've come to know, not just press, but people I've come across with Twitter, King of Shaves fans, my staff, various celebrities and micro-celebrities, or celebrities in their own lunchtime, so to speak.
Micro-celebrities. Do you say that to their face?
I didn't know. No names, no patrol, Christian. But launching, under the auspices of launching our Azer 5 system, Razor, shaves you closer, lasts longer, costs less. King of Shaves without a ransom. Rock and roll.
Oh, you've been practicing that in the mirror.
No.
No, you can't, because you cut yourself, because you're probably shaving.
Yes.
Sorry. Well, there's lots of volivons that keep flying by.
That was the King's Speech version one, then. There you are. Maybe it'll get better later in the evening.
Yeah, you will be addressing people shortly, though, won't you?
I will try to address people.
Well, I must say, there's some quality beverages. You've got some very talented bar staff. I'm going to make sure that I'm lubricated enough to enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks, Christian. And you're not here to work, mate. You can turn it off.
Don't worry, I won't be.
Don't tweet. Get drunk. Eat. Tweet. Don't tweet. Take care.
Cheers. Moving back towards the bar, who should I bump into?
The Queen of Shaves.
You are the Queen of Shaves on Twitter. And your real name?
Diane Wood.
What's your history? How did you get involved with the King of Shaves?
Well, I've been a barber for a while now. Will, we've been using his oil in the barbershop, you know, since they launched in the U.S. Had a special relationship with the barbershop and him, and been working with King of Shaves for the last 3 years.
So what kind of blogging were you doing?
Blogging? Well, I write the King of Shaves blog, the U.S. blog, so I do that.
And so is that where you started, or were you blogging before that?
Sorry.
You're just tearing you away. You carry on. You socialise. All right. We're standing by the door, so whoever's coming in is being introduced and shown the King of the Queen of Shaves, who is very popular amongst a lot of people here. I think people know her from the TV and the interwebs, and of course the King of Shaves blog. I'm looking at a drink which I have no idea what it is, but it's got some rum in and it's super, super tasty. I was going to go and ask for a mojito, and then I thought, I always ask for a mojito. So I did the honourable thing and asked the barman exactly what he recommended, and he said he really enjoyed making this, and if I can make his job more enjoyable whilst he administers me free drinks, all the best. I'm probably going to move my way across the bar. Diana's now been accosted by numerous people. I'm going to try and avoid the magician. I've had my fill of card tricks already. I'm going to move from volivon table to volivon tray, and find out where the toilet is, if I'm totally honest. Cocktails have a thing where they just go straight through me.